Parshas Ha'isar is the parsha of Shiduchim. I thought we'd take a little bit of time to speak about Pnimistic Inyan regarding Shiduchim, which comes out of the Sugyas in Halacha in the beginning of Eben Ha'isar. Something related to Puravu, the relationship between Nisuin and Puravu. Tied into the parsha a little bit as well, B'siyat Lishmai. Many of us here are involved in that parsha of Shiduchim. So understanding it from a Shorish Dika place will help us, B'siyat Lishmai, to appreciate the process involved and ultimately what it means to be married and what place that has, what central place it has in the life of a Ben Aliyah and Avodas Hashem. The Torah is very interesting in the beginning of the Ben Ha'ezer when he introduces the mitzvah of Puravu. He gives a very interesting hakdama. He writes, Yisparach Shemo Shalakash Baruch Hu Shul Chafetz Beto B'Yosef Hashem Yisparach Hu created man to do good for him. That Hashem knows that it's not good for man to be by himself. So he made an ezer for him. And then he writes, there's also another kavana in the Bria that man should have children, he should be fruitful, which can't be done without a wife. So therefore Hashem Yisbarach commanded us to have dveikus with our wives. L'kach chayav kol adam lisa isha k'dei lifros v'lirbos. Therefore, each and every Jew is chayav, according to some Rishonim, even goyim are chayav in this, k'dei lifros v'lirbos. It's an obligation to be married in order to be mekayim puravu. Shekol mi she'ina osik b'piravia k'ilu shofech damim. Quotes the Gemara that one who is not involved in Puravu is like a murderer. And he quotes the Pasuk. Ki'ulu mamayit tadmus. It's like he holds back, he shrinks this heavenly image, godly image of man. As the Pasuk says, ki bitzelem alukim asa asa adam v'atem Puravu. That Puravu is connected to this concept of tzelem alukim. And other terrible things which happen because of this, he causes the Shekhinah to be misalik from Yisrael. And then he says, anybody who doesn't have an Isha is Shari below Tova, Gemara Nivamos, below Bracha, below Dira, below Torah, below Choma, below Shalom. And then he says, Omer Rabbi Lazar, anybody who doesn't have an Isha is Eino Adam. Forget about it, he's not even an Adam. This is the introduction to Hilchos Puravu. One long Agadita. And then he says in Halacha Beis, "U'mitzvah gedayli hiyan ma'od." Very great mitzvah, according to Gemara. She'ein moichin sefer Torah. The only heter there is to sell a sefer Torah is k'dei lilmod Torah v'lisa isha, only to learn Torah and to marry a wife. And then he says the mitzvah is to be married at the age of 18. Shmona asur l'chupa. Aval Hamakdim, one who gets married earlier at the age of 13, he says that's mitzvah min ha-muvchar. As long as you don't exceed the age of 20 years old. Right? Which from a kaim, everybody here was behind that. Allah Hamashem. What's going on here with this tour? What's this halacha, this mitzvah gedayla, this aspect of mitzvah gedayla that will be meicher sefer Torah to mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah and Lisa Isha? The Mishnah in Gittin tells us that if you have what's called a chatzi evan and a chatzi ben chayrin, somebody who has two masters, so therefore he's chatzi ben chayrin and he's chatzi evan. So what's the takana for such a person? On the one hand, he can't marry a bas chayrin because of his tzad avdus. And he can't marry a shivcha because of his tzad ben chayrin. So Beishamai is not concerned about that. Beishamai says he'll spend one day by the master who set him by the master who holds him as a slave, and the other master who set him free. So he'll be have like a day where he's working and a day and off day. Basila is not happy with this. Basila says, maybe it's the opposite. Bishama and Basila, I forget. Says this is not going to pass because he can't marry anybody. So we force the master who holds him as a slave to set him free as well, so be a free man. Tosas asks the following question. Tosas says, we have a klal that we don't tell somebody to do a chayt kidishiyiske chavirecha. It's also to set an eved free. It says, la'olam bahem tavodu. They're slaves forever. So how can we tell the master to set him free so that he should be able to do a mitzvah? Okay, granted, there's a mitzvah for him to do, but it's an aveira which needs to take place in order for that to happen. Also, the Mishnah makes a very interesting statement. The Mishnah says, how can we let this happen? It says, the whole world was created for Purvu. Kola olam nivris, the shame priyurviya, shenemar, loy lisohu biraha lashav yasitzara. That the world wasn't created, it's a pasuk in Navi, the world wasn't created for tohu. Adirab, lashav yasitzara, to settle the world. So Tosus asks, why doesn't it quote the pasuk of Purvu? We have to go to the Navi, we have psukim in Parshas Bereishis in the beginning of the Torah, which tell us the importance of Purvu. The Torah pulls out, the Mishnah pulls out, pasuk, Navi, loy lesohu bara, this world wasn't created for tohu, l'shev yisitzar, to settle it. Which is the same pasuk, by the way, that the Gemara brings as the heter to sell a Sefer Torah for Purvu. That although selling a Sefer Torah is a big decision, something we really don't want to do, nevertheless, lo lesohu bara l'shev yisitzar. Let's begin with the following. In the beginning of Shas, Maseches Brachos, the Mishnah tells us that there's a chiyuv to recite Kriyat Shema in the night. The Gemara says, Tana Hei Chakai, where are we? What's the source for this? So the Gemara brings two sources. The Gemara says one source is B'shach B'chuv Kumecha. And the other source is Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker. And that's why we discussed the Chiv to read Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv before Shacharis. Because look at the Seder of the Pesukim. B'shach b'cha uv kamecha, when you go to sleep and then when you wake up. And Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker. But the night comes before the day. Why do we need two Pesukim? What's the difference between Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker and B'shach b'cha uv kamecha? So this opens up our eyes to a very pneumistic concept, which is going to be the yesod for much we're going to be speaking about tonight. And that there's two possible chiyuvim when it comes to doing Ratzon Hashem. One is called Torah, which we're all familiar with, that the Torah says to do so. And the other is that there's a chiyuv mitzad ma'aseh bereishis. What does it mean that there's a chiyuv mitzad ma'aseh bereishis? How is that different than Torah? Well, Torah can be understood on different levels. What is the purpose of Torah? Simply put, if you were to look at the Torah, you would see that the Torah is a book of rules. What's kasher? What's aser? What's tahar? What's tame? What's mutter? What's pasul? It's a rule of our chiyuvim. It's the rules of our chiyuvim for the sake of schar va'onesh. That Hashem wants to reward us. To do what's right, not to do what's wrong. Olam haba, Gehenim. How to live your life in this world the way that's fitting for a Jew to live his life. But there's something which is higher than that, which expresses itself in Torah, and that's the purpose of creation. So there's a purpose in this world that Hashem created, and the Torah is going to be a tool to bring us to fulfill that purpose of creation. This already is alluded to in this concept of B'shach B'chuv Kumecha, which is the pasuk by Kriya Shema. And Kriya Shema is the paradigm for all Limud HaTorah. Like the Gemara says in Menachos, that a person can fulfill his daily chiyuv and his nightly chiyuv to learn Torah by reciting Kriya Shema by day and by night. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is all-encompassing of all of Torah. We know it corresponds to Hanoich Hashem Elokecha, which is the root of all Torah. But there's also a chiyuv mitzad vayir vayiboker. That there's a chiyuv to learn Torah because the tachlis of the world depends on Liman HaTorah. So therefore you would say like this. There's a chiyuv to learn Torah because a Jew needs to know how to keep halacha. He needs to know what's right and what's wrong. And he needs to do the Ratzon Hashem at this moment. Yet, there's also an obligation to fulfill Torah, and most importantly, to learn Torah. Because by learning Torah, a person is able to fulfill the purpose of all of existence and creation. That's the chiyuv, which motivates certain mitzvahs, mitzad the purpose of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So we're going to get to in this shiur, although it's a very wide sugya, to touch upon how Torah fits in and the role in particularly the Talmud Torah plays in the purpose of Ma'aseh Bereishis. When we speak about the chiyuvim, which we spoke about, the zman that for one to become married at the age of 18, up to 20, 13. So one thing we have to ask ourselves when it comes to the whole parasha of Shiduchim is we know that most mitzvahs have a chiyuv at the age of 13 and for a girl at the age of 12. So why is this mitzvah of finding a spouse different in that the chiyuv is not at the age of 13, although according to some Mishonim, being married is a mitzvah d'oraisa? Why should it be different in this Zman HaChiyuv? So to understand this, you have to take a look at the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Avos, where the Mishnah highlights a few of the, I guess, more relevant, more important life cycle events in a Jew's life which stand out. The age of five, the learning of Mikra, the learning of Mishnah, the learning of Gemara. And included in that Mishnah is this man also of Purvu, finding a wife, the age of 18. And then he goes on to tell us more cryptic things, like the age of 20 is Esther Lirdof, and Shloshim Lagvura, Arbaim Labina, etc. What we see from this Mishnah is that when it comes to Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah has a different Zman. We don't expect a bar mitzvah boy to begin to learn the alphabet. Talmud Torah has a different zman than the rest of the mitzvahs. And together with that is marriage. That it's in that same Mishnah. That you go from 5 to 10 to 13 to 15 to 18, which is the zman Shmonaseh L'Chuppa. So together, we see that Chupp and Talmud Torah have a different zman than the classical Yud Gimel Shana. Yud Beis Shana. What notably stands out also as an exception is this man of Ris Mila. Ris Mila is not a chiv at the age of 13, like Yishmael would like to say. It's a chiv at the age of 8 days old. But we see from here is that there are certain mitzvahs which have a different zman chiv. And this again falls into this differentiation between a chiyuv mitzad Torah and a chiyuv mitzad Ma'aseh Bereishis. There's a chiyuv mitzad Torah, which is the zman of Yud Gimel Shana. And that's the zman for most mitzvahs in Torah. But then there's the aspect of being mekayim mitzvahs in Torah, which have a special connection to the chiyuv, to the purpose of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That which has a connection to Ma'aseh Bereishis has a different shear than the zman of Yud Gimel Shana. And that's going to be Talmud Torah. And as we see from the fact that Nisuin is grouped together with Talmud Torah in that Mishnah, that its chiv is not from the age of 13, that the chiv is at the age of 18. But that has a different zman because it has a shaychis to the chiv that one has to be married because of Ma'aseh Bereishis mechayev that. It's for that reason that Mila and Nisuin go hand in hand. As we'll explain, b'siyata d'shmaya. One of the ways to be able to discern what has a shaykhis to a chiyuv ma'aseh bereishis, one has a chiyuv mitzad Torah, is the mitzvahs which were obligated in the world before the Torah was given. For example, Avram was mechayiv in the mitzvah of Mila before the Torah was given. The concept of taking a wife existed before Matan Torah. The Manat Torah existed before Matan Torah. All the Marishan learned Torah, Noach learned Torah, all the Avos HaKadoshim learned Torah, and even the Avos kept Torah. But even before the Avos were Mekayim the Targ Mitzvahs in Torah, Adam and Noach were learning Torah. Although they didn't keep all Targ Mitzvahs, but they were learning Torah, they did have a Shaychus to Bismila. Chazal tell us that Adam was born with a Bismila, and Noach was born with a Bismila. So we see that there's something going on, there's an appreciation and a Shaychus for Mitzvahs even before Matan Torah. And the reason why is because there's a concept called Tachlis Ma'aseh Bereishis. And even before the Torah is given, Hashem is leading the world towards its perfection and towards its purpose. And the giving of Torah, of course, has a very important role, but primarily the chiyuv of limud ha-Torah. As we say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Not kiyum ha-mitzvahs is keneged kulam. Then all the mitzvahs would be equal. But Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. We find this by Shabbos as well. Shabbos was given before Matan Torah. Shabbos is in Parashat Bereishis. You see this by Shabbos very clearly, because when it comes to Shabbos, we say that on the one hand, Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Shabbos is also Zecher L'mayis Bereishis. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is the kiyum of Shabbos Mitzan Matan Torah. But there's an aspect of Shabbos which pertains to Zecher L'mayis Bereishis. And this has to do with what we say Friday night, Ata Kidasha. There's a shaychus to Shabbos Kodesh to this idea of what is the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's what we find by Shabbos, also different gedarim when it comes to the chiyuv of keeping Shabbos. So we don't say that we have a chiyuv to keep Shabbos at the age of 13. It's for Ketanim also. Not just for Ketanim, but even the behemoths in the house have to keep Shabbos. The Shabbos is somehow able to expand and to go beyond the gvul of the Yud Gimel Shana, the Yud Beis Shana. Because once again, Shabbos has a shayches to tachlis ma'aseh shamayim v'aretz. So already we see an answer to what we posed before. The difference in the zman chiyuv when it comes to the inyan of Nisuin, to Bismila, which has a shayches to Nisuin, to Talmud Torah, to Shabbos, by being able to see that there's a difference between the B'shach B'chuv Kamecha and the Vahi Erev Vahi Boker. What this boils down to, this mystery of Tachlis Ma'aseh Shamayim V'aretz, which we've just been running around the bush a little bit, beating around the bush, as to not addressing exactly what that Tachlis is. But to say it very clearly, the Tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis is for man to be Mashlim himself. That man is born Chaser. He's not born with a bris. He's born in pogum. And the inyan of bris mila is that a Jew has a chiyav to be mashlim himself, to make a shlemus out of himself. And it's for that reason, and we touched upon this a number of shiurs ago, where we spoke about the inyan of mila, that mila is a constant avod in a Jew's life, that he has to bring the mila from the bris all the way to the lave, but every single part of the Jew has to be gemalt. And part of that concept of mila to oneself is that there's an entire inyan in Avodas Hashem which is Torah al pi mila. Then a Jew has a chiyuv to be mashlim himself from the day he's born, from his first opportunity, and a hemshech of that is being married. And that's what the Gemara tells us, that an adam who's shorei b'lo isha ain't no adam. That's not called an adam, because the inyan of tzelem elokim means zachor in a keva b'ra'am, but tzelem elokim asa osa. That Adam is chaser in that shlemus and his completion and his perfection when he's not married. Just like without an orla, he's not shalem. And so therefore, just like Bismillah has a chiv at the age of 8 days old, because that's the zman to do that shlemus. That's what works. When you're 8 days old, that's the zman to take that aspect of shlemus upon yourself. So too, it's not a shlemus for a person to be married at the age of 13. That's not going to perfect it. It has a different zman, because Maisa Bereishis has a different zman than the Gidri HaTorah. 18 is the age that a person is married. And one of the reasons why is so that he can learn Torah, because it's important to learn Torah before being married. A person needs to know how to go b'seichel and b'das Torah to be married. A person has to make a chanas for big mitzvahs. Like we spoke about, I think, here not so long ago, Shachris is a very big part of the day. You have to make a chanas for Shachris. So being married is the ultimate, singular, most important day in a person's life, is to be married. Why? It's the biggest simcha in his life. Everybody's very happy for him. Why? Because on that day, there's a certain kiyum in the tachlis ma'isa bereishis. That's just another shlav on the Indian of Mila, which has a different zman. And Talmud Torah is part of that as well. There's an aspect of Liman HaTorah where that a Jew learns Torah to know what mitzvahs to perform. But there's an aspect of Talmud Torah that a Jew learns Torah to be mashlim himself. That Torah has an ability because of the light in Torah. Because whatever how, all the many ways that Talmud Torah is so amazing, that Talmud Torah is connected kulam because of this tekuda. That Talmud Torah has a way of being mashlim a person more than any other mitzvah in Torah. That although Makkah is gevaldik and shatness is amazing, but it's not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is on a different pedestal. The Talmud Torah has a chelik and a shaykhis to ma'is and bereishis. And that has the ability to be mashlam a person, to complete him in the same way that Brismil is mashlam a person, that Nisuin is mashlam a person, Talmud Torah is mashlam a person. And this is the level of Talmud Torah which is called Torah Lishma. Lishma is osir shlema. That it's mashlam a person when a Jew learns Torah Lishma and he fulfills the inyan of ma'is and bereishis. That he becomes an Adam which Hashem intended when he created that Adam. And that's what the Mishnah says in the sixth parak of Avos. That a Jew who learns Torah Lishma, kol la'olam kedai hulo. That it's an inyan of the kiyum of tachlis ma'is and bereishis when a Jew learns Torah like that. And this, by the way, is the difference between a woman's chiv to learn Torah, even though she doesn't have a chiv in Talmud Torah, but she needs to know the halachas, what she needs to perform, because there's two in none when it comes to Talmud Torah. There's the b'shach b'chuv kumelcha aspect, and then there's vayir vayibokir aspect. That a woman is lacking a chelik of a neshama, which a man has, that when she learns Torah, even if she learns Torah l'shma, she's not mashlim herself by learning Torah. She's in this world to be an ezer kenegdo, to be mashlim him. But she needs to know Torah in order to know what to do. She needs to know how to be mafresh challah, and how to keep taras abayis, taras hamishpacha, and to know how to make brachas and so on and so forth, and how to daven in the morning. But there's a different inyan in Torah called Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam, that an Adam without an Isha is Eino Adam, and an Adam without Talmud Torah is also Eino Adam. There's an akud my separations when it comes to Talmud Torah. When it comes to Nisuin and when it comes to Purvu, the Torah gives us a whole Akdama. And Chazal said that, we quoted it before. In that Mishnah, Beishame, Beisilov, Ha'aloi lo nivras ha'ilim elu l'pri Yerviya. That there's an inyan when it comes to Purvu and to Nisuin, which has a shaykhis to Maisa Bereishis. Because it's mashlim the Adam. That an Adam without an Isha is Eino Adam. We see this alluded to in the following Chazal. Chazal tell us in just a couple of parshas ago when Avraham Avinu was deciding whether or not to do Bris Milah. So Hashem Yisbarach says to Avram the following, there's a medrash. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Im ata tekabel ha-Torah, Im ata tekabel ha-Mila, if you do bris mila, toiv. Amazing. Vim lav, Omer la'olam yidai. If you don't accept bris mila, I'm going to turn the world into tohu vavohu. The Taz has a sefer called Divrei David, Al ha-Torah. where he talks about this chazal. What's going on over here? Is this really a choice? Either you do Milo or I'm turning the world to Tohu Vavohu. So why doesn't Hashem just say to Avram Avinu, listen, Tohu Vavohu, man, you got to do this and I'm forcing you to do it. That's really what Hashem is doing. He's forcing Avram Avinu to do the bits of in the Milo, but he's saying it in a way where it's like a reshus, but it's a chiyuv. The whole world's going to turn Tohu Vavohu. We find something very similar by Matan Torah. Tosis is Kasha. Why do we need a Kaf Paliyam Har Kagigis that Hashem forced Bnei Yisrael to accept Torah if they sent Nasav and Ishmael? What's going on over here? Hashem says, if you accept Torah Mutav, Vim Lav, Achzer Asayil, and Toy Vavo. But the Indian is like we said before, that there are certain inyanim in Torah and Avodas Hashem, and most fall under this category, which have a shaychus to Torah. Torah is like you do the right thing, you do the wrong thing, chas v'shalom. But then there are certain mitzvahs which have a shaychus to ma'aseh bereishis, and if they have a shaychus to ma'aseh bereishis, then ma'aseh bereishis is on the line. If you don't do it, then the world goes back to tohu vavohu. But if you do it, then you're carrying out the tachas of ma'aseh bereishis. And one of those things is bris mila, like we said before. Mila has a shaychus to being mashlem the Adam, and shleimus ha'adam has a shaychus to ma'aseh bereishis. So Hashem says to Adam when it comes to bris mila, listen, either you do this or you don't, and the whole world is tohu vavohu because I created the world for this purpose. And that's, by the way, why in both Chazal, just agav, the word tov is used. Im atat tekabel amila, tov. Im tekabel usatayra, mutav. Because tov is the word which is used throughout the Seder Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vayar lokim ki tov, vayar lokim ki tov. Lo tov heyosa adam levadai. We see that having a wife is an inyan of tov, and that has a shaykhis to all of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That tov, that goodness, has to do with the tachas of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ein tov ele isha, matza isha, matza tov. That's what we find similar to the chazal which we said before, Hasharei b'lei isha ino adam, is another chazal which Yaakov Avinu quotes in Parashas Lech Lecha. Says the same thing. Misha eino nimo, if a person doesn't have bismila, ve'eino shomer Shabbos, or if he doesn't keep Shabbos, eino adam. It's not an adam. Eino adam. Has a shaychus to the shleimus ha'adam. That's why, when it comes to Ma'aseh Bereishis, Ma'aseh Bereishis has a koyach to force you to do something. Think about it. The rules and the laws of nature are very powerful. You may be able to choose whether or not to put on tefillin today. However, you cannot choose whether you're going to eat today, or forever eat, or forever sleep. Because the rules and the laws of nature force us to abide by them. That's the koyach that Teva has, which is even stronger than Nes. And the way that it breaks down is as follows. Teva has a shaychus to kfiya, to being koyfet, to forcing. Whereas Nes has a shaychus to ratzon. Which explains, by the way, just as we're passing through here, why is it that after every Nes that Hashem brought in Mitzrayim, He didn't force Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He could have twisted Paro's arm, but he never did. It had to be that after every Nes, Hashem said to Paro, will you take them out or will you not take them out? Will they go or will they not go? Because Nes has a shaychus to ratzon. And after every Nes, Hashem said to Paro, will you let the Jewish people vote? Paro had a choice. Because only Teva has the koyach to be kofer. Koyach has that koyach of that power to force. That comes from the inyan of Teva, the inyan of Din, the strength and the koyach and the tekifas of the Midas Hadin. Bereishis bar Elokim. That shamed in of Elokim, which is Shayre, the whole mice of Bereishis is Shaykh, so the shame Elokim. Because it's bedin this way. Eating, you have to eat. Sleeping, you have to. It doesn't mean how big of a tzaddik you are. You have to. You have to. The Pachad Yitzchak in Chanukah, in Perek Vav, Siman Yigimel, he writes this. Just read the words. Mishum deratzon Hashem hamizgalu lano b'shtei ma'arachos. The Ratzon Hashem reveals itself in two ways. Maracha achas b'maisa bereishis. One way is in maisa bereishis, which is the oilam shenever basar mamaros. And the other maracha is b'maimed har sinai b'toyre shenina basaras hadibros. Idi v'idi, both of them are gili ritzono shalmakom heim. It's a gili of the Ratzon Hashem. Ela sheish heddel pnimi b'oifim yitzias min ha-karech lepoel. The way that they manifest themselves are different. The Ratzon Hashem hamizgal b'maisa bereishis. The Ratzon Hashem, which is revealed through Ma'aseh Bereishis, Ofin Kiyumuhu B'derech Hechrech. One can be coerced when it comes to the Ratzon Hashem through Ma'aseh Bereishis. Rather, the Ratzon Hashem, which is Meskala through Torah, Ofin Kiyumuhu B'derech Bechira. It's a choice. It comes with this, each has its Ma'ala, and it's a Chizar. But this helps us understand why it is, to answer Tosfos' questions that we had before. Tosfos says, on that Mishnah, we can force the master who's holding him captive to also set him free so that he'll be completely free, says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the world was only created for the mitzvah of Puravu. And it says, Shinamar, Laisaihu. V'ra'a l'shav yisitzar. So Frek Tosfos, what about the pasuk of Puravu? What about the Puravu? What about the klal of Ein oin min la'adam chate? We don't tell a person to make a chet k'di shizke chaveiroi so that his friend should benefit. We're forcing the master to set him free. So this person can do Puravu, but this one has to do an aveira to set him free? What's going on over here? So Tosfos answers, one of Tosfos' answer is that we see that lo sohu v'ra'a l'shav yisitzar is a mitzvah gedola. Tosfos calls it a mitzvah gedola. Like we see that you can sell a Sefer Torah also for this purpose, we said before. And the Gemara there quotes the pasuk as well. But what is this? Why are we quoting that pasuk in both places? Why not there do you quote Puravu? Teretz is, like we said before, that there's two aspects when it comes to the inyan of Puravu. One aspect of Puravu is the mitzvah to be married and to be fruitful. Like any other mitzvah in Torah. Like tefillin and mezuzah and eating truma. But there's another aspect when it comes to Puravu, which has a shayiches to Ma'aseh Bereishis. That by being married, a person is mashlim himself. By having children, a person is mashlim himself. It's an extension of himself. And for that, that has a shayiches to Ma'aseh Bereishis. And Ma'aseh Bereishis has the koyach to force you to do things which you don't necessarily want to do. Like we find by Bris Milah, like we find by Matan Torah. If you don't do it, the world's going back to Tohu. That's why it quotes that pasuk, "Lo sohu bira l'shav yisitzar." That it has to do with tohu v'vohu or l'shav yisitzar. Has a shayches to ma'aseh bereishis. When it comes to ma'aseh bereishis, we can twist your arm to do it because it has a shayches to purpose. It's more than just a mitzvah versus an aveira. We'll do a chid so that this person can do a kiyum of tachas ma'aseh shemayim v'aretz. We have to set him free because he's a Nivra of Hashem and he has to be Mekayim, his Tachas of creation. When it comes to Tachas of creation, everything becomes Batal. Because everything serves the purpose. Everything serves the purpose. For this we can understand why it is that we can sell a Sefer Torah for which two mitzvahs? To be married, Lisa Isha, and for Talmud Torah. What does the Sefer Torah represent? The Sefer Torah is not the purpose of creation. A Sefer Torah in and of itself is a guideline. It represents how a Jew should live his life. It's a book of laws on how a Jew gets through life. Mitzvahs and aveiros. But there's something which is higher than that, and that's called Tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim Va'aretz, which has a shayches to what, Rabbi Isai? To Liman HaTorah, that a Jew is mashlim himself through Liman HaTorah L'Shema, and to finding a wife and having children. So this halacha is depicting for us this tzura of Ma'aseh Bereishis versus Torah. That the chiyuv of mitzvah Ma'aseh Bereishis outweigh the chiyuv of Torah. And it's part of Torah. And that's why this halacha concedes to that. It's saying that built into Torah is a halacha from Ma'aseh Bereishis. That you sell a sefer Torah, which represents how to get through life by keeping Torah mitzvahs, and not doing averus for a higher purpose called tachas ma'aseh bereishis, which has a shaychus to what? Tam Torah and lisa isho peruvo. Like we find by Rabbi Akiva, when his skin was being peeled off of his body, that the malachim came and they said, "Zu Torah v'zu schara." The Torah, this is the schar for the mitzvah of Torah. And what does Hashem say? Shesayik, be quiet. Kach alu b'machshava lefanai. What's going on here? A malach, the Ari always says, is chitzonius. A malach doesn't get things in pnimius. And when the malach is looking at this, and the malach understands Torah as a book of what? Of schar v'onish, of mitzvahs and averus. So Rabbi Kiva, who's the ultimate tzaddik, zu Torah v'zu schara, this is Torah and this is the schar, as if to say that if Torah is supposed to be, to create results of schar, then what's going on over here? But Hashem answers back, no, you're looking at things superficially, artificially, on the surface. There's something which is called tachlis ma'is shemayim v'aretz. And Hashem says, shtay kach olav machshava lefanai, when I created the world, I understood the secret of the death of Rabbi Akiva. That has something which is higher than the inyan of Torah schar ba'onesh. That's to do with the shleimus of Adam and his dveikus with the Ribbono shel Olam, which comes from that shleimus. That dveikus with that shleimus baruch is higher than any schar that a person can get from keeping mitzvahs. It's the ultimate schar which emerges out of Torah. You can go so far as to say as follows. The Ari HaKadosh tells us in the beginning of Sefer Eitz Chaim, he brings on what he calls the Chakiras and the purpose of creation. And he says, he basically boils it down to two purposes of creation, which of course we have to learn this anew with a lot of humility. He says that Hashem Yisbarach is Shalem B'chol Min Yishlemiyas. He's perfect. He didn't create the world for his own need. However, he who is Shalem has a ratzon to be revealed Shalem. And Hashem wanted to reveal his shleimus as part of his shleimus. So by creating a world like this, like we have it, not that Hashem is becoming shalem by creation, he's revealing his shleimus by creating world. That's one purpose of creation. And the second purpose of creation is that Hashem wanted to be called Rachum V'chan by his creations. Wanted to be acknowledged. To acknowledge his rachmanis and his kindness through his creations. It can be said that these two chakiras, these two purposes that the Ari is highlighting for us, correspond to nisuin and puravu. What is nisuin? Finding one's spouse. Like we spoke about in the dating shurim, finding a spouse is not that a person has a choice. And as he goes through the dating process, who he wants to marry, is that there's somebody who has been chosen for him. And his job is to reveal his shleimus. Finding a wife reveals your shleimus. That corresponds to the first reason that the Ari brought down. And the second reason that Hashem should be called Rachum V'chanun by his creations is the inyan of Puravu. To be able to create, to procreate, to have children, that those children should look at you and say, Tati. They should say, Abba. They should say, Ima. They should say, Rachum, Vachanu. Karachim, Aval Bonim. That in the same way that Hashem Yisbarach created the world to reveal that Shleimus and to have creations who will say, Rachum, Vachanu, this corresponds to Nisun and Puravru, which is why, again, the Torah, when he brings down this mitzvah doesn't just have a shaychis. So just like any other mitzvah in Torah, which needs no introduction. The Torah is telling us that this has a shayiches to ma'aseh bereishis. Lo tov yosa adam levada. Lo nivras ha'olam elo l'priyor avia. And it goes back to that place in the secrets of ma'aseh bereishis. That when we do nisu and when we are active and we participate in the process of puravu, we're emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam, and just like his shleimus comes through that, our shleimus comes through that as well. You can even say that this corresponds to Avraham and to Moshe. These two reasons. Avram is the inyan of children. Avram is the midah of rachamim. Avram was the first person who called the Kodesh Baruch Hu Adon, the Gemara says. It says, Eile todos shemayim va'aretz bihibaram. So Chazal say, bihibaram is the osios Avraham. Avram is first mentioned by what? Toldos Shemayim Va'aretz, which means Shemayim Va'aretz, the Tachas Amayis Vereishis, mitzad what? The Toldos Amayis Shemayim Va'aretz. When Hashem says, I must tell Avram Avinu about what's going to happen in stone, what's the reason why? Ki yadativ, that I know about Avram, l'man yitzaves banav bezbeisoy acharav. Avram Avinu is teaching the next generation. Avram's whole life was to bring a child into this world, to have Toldos. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu is the inyan of a zivug, which is why under a chuppah, when a man is mekadosh isha, kedash Moshe v'Yisrael, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was parish min ha'isha, the secret of parish min ha'isha wasn't just that he abandoned his wife. The Sfar Makdashim tell us that he married kivyachol Hashem Yisbarach, that he became Hashem's revealed shleimus, that Hashem was mashlim himself kivyachol through Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we say about the original Ma'is of Bereshis. Bereshis for sure Moshe. Moshe is the Kiyum of the Tachas Ma'is of Shemayim Baretz. So there's Moshe and there's Avram. That's why under the Chuppah, vis-a-vis the relationship between husband and wife, we're Mekadosh and Isha Kedas Moshe. But we stand under a Chuppah, open on four sides, and Tachas HaKoychavim, the Sefer Ezer Mikodesh says, the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, because it has to be like the oil of Avram Avinu. And you stand under the stars to be fruitful. So under the chuppah, you're Kedas Moshe. But the whole tzur of the chuppah and the way that things are being done is connected to Avram Avinu. There's Moshe and there's Avram. Moshe's mitzad Maisa Bereshis, mitzad the Nitzuan of Maisa Bereshis, and mitzad the Puravu of Maisa Bereshis, we have Avram Avinu. Now when it comes to Nisun and Tepuravu, these two inyanim, which we said before that they have a higher road because they have a shaykhis to Tachas Ma'is Shemayim Varetz, of the two, which is more important? Which is a greater shleimus, Nisun or Puravu? In Chitzonius, you would say the Puravu is the Iker. Like the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Lashon of the Torah. Chayev kol adon lisa isha kedei lifros v'lirvos. The chiyev to be married is in order to have puravu. The Gemara has lashonos like that. Ein isha ela labanim. The whole purpose of an isha is for banim. Especially according to the Shitas Harash, that there's no mitzvah of nisuin. The whole mitzvah of nisuin is only because there's a mitzvah of puravu. But the etzim nisuin is not a mitzvah. Only puravu is a mitzvah. So al pi chitzonius ha-Torah, it seems very clear that the tachlis of marriage is to procreate. That the mitzvah of marriage is for the inyan of Purim. And the tachlis of Purim, according to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, the reason why Hashem wants us to be fruitful, is kedei lekayim hamin, there should be lots of people in the world. There should be a world of abundant homo sapiens. However, in Pnimiyas HaTorah, usually very different than Chitzonius HaTorah. In Pnimiyas HaTorah, we always focus on quality as opposed to quantity. And we find, for example, by Ben Azai, who was one of the people who entered into the Paradis, one of the four people who entered into the Paradis, although he didn't make it out alive. The sheet of Ben Azai was, if you're familiar with the life of Ben Azai, that Ben Azai, he learned Torah with such a dvekis that he never married. He was so dovek to Torah, and they said to him, he made drashas about if you don't get married, you're like you're a murderer and it's your Eino Adam. And they said to him, "What you can make drashas like that, but you don't keep your drashas?" So he said, "Nafshi chashka b'tayra." And if you're going to ask me, what about the world, the kiyum ha'olam, yecholim adam liskayim ideachem. The world can be miskayim ideachem. Don't worry about it. It's like what's going on over here with Ben Azai. What he's telling us before we get to Ben Azai, although we have a lot to do and we have very little time. What's going on with Ben Azai The Ben Azai is saying, you're talking to me about chitzonius things, about kiyum hamin, b'chulei b'chulei. I'm talking in pnimius. Other people could be mekayim of the world. I'm doing something here which is on a much higher level than just stam being mekayim mitzvahs around here. We'll just mention it because we have to. Ben Azai was focused on what? Ma'aseh bereishis. Being mashlim yourself. That shleimus of the Adam, which has a shaykhis of ma'aseh bereishis. So he's saying to me like this, don't talk to me about puravu and lishanus of, let's say, kim hamin and mitzvahs. I'm working on a path called ma'aseh bereishis. And ma'aseh bereishis, when it comes to that place, the world, Adam is niver yechidi. And a Jew has to say, b'shvili niver oilam, and he has a chiv to be mashlim himself. And world of pnimius, which means going into the paradise, you close your eyes to the rest of the world, and you try to fulfill the purpose of creation of being mashlim yourself. Just like Hashem Yisbarach wants to be mashlim himself, kivyachol. He's already shalim, but to reveal your shleimus. So therefore, in pnimius, we have to understand the relationship between Yisuin and Puruvu. That although in Chitzonius it would seem that Puravu is the Tachlis and Yisuin leads to Puravu, in Pnimius is a very different story. We see this difference between the Chitzonius and Pnimius of Puravu versus Nisuin as what the Torah tells us about Noach and Avram Avinu. The Torah tells us about Noach that Noach very much valued his children. In fact, the Torah records the whole Indian of Noach about his children before it talks about his Shevach. What does it say? The Torah says, Eila told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. First it says, Eila told us Noach, then it says Noach was an ish tzaddik. So the Medrash comments about this. The Medrash picks up on this diak, and the Medrash says, Shlo haisa kavanasa shal Noach elo lefras v'lebo. The only thing that Noach cared about was Puravo. More than his own sitkas, he cared about Puravo. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that Noach takes a wife. It doesn't say anything about Noach taking a wife. We know that he has a wife, he brings her into the Teva. But it doesn't say anything about Noach taking of a wife. Chazal tell us in Yerushalmi, Bibiniyas Puravu chatu Dor HaMavol, that because they were Monea in the Inyan of Puravu, the Dor HaMavol was wiped out. So Noach was unique in that he was focusing on Puravu. But the Dor was corrupt in the Inyan of Puravu. Involved in Shechva Zerah Levatala. The whole matzav of Ish v'Isha and Puravo was utter catastrophe. Ad kedei kach, that Noach was instructed to bring into the Teva only animals which had ne'emanas to each other. And we know animals don't marry each other. There's no concept of marriage by an animal. But listen to the lashon of the Torah. The Torah says, Shiva, Shiva, they came in, the kosher animals, Shiva, Shiva, Ish v'Ishto. You pick up on that when you read it, the parasha this year? Shtayim, shtayim, ish v'ishto. Talk about behemoths. The Torah is saying behemoths came in ish v'ishto. The Torah is calling them an ish v'isha. Because when an Adam stoops to a place where there's no marriage, that everything is just, they're acting like behemoths, they're lower than a behemoth. A behemoth becomes higher than an Adam. The behemoth survived and the people didn't survive. Because they had a shaykh as more of a concept of ish v'isha than even the people in the times of the Mabul had. Whereas by Avram Avinu, we find a different story when it comes to his Nisuin. The Torah tells us behedge that he takes Sarah as a wife. And we find tremendous mysterious nefesh that Avram has to stay with Sarah for all the many, many years that she couldn't have a child. And even after she's taken by Paro and by Avimelech, he still takes back Sarah. And how he goes ahead and he's moistened nefesh to buy a kever for Sarah in this past week's parasha. And how he says, he could have been chosen to be buried next to Mesushelach or by Noach. He says, I'm being buried next to Sarah. He's eternally connected to Sarah. The Torah tells us about Yitzhak in this past week's parasha. When he marries Rivka, Vayehaveha, that he loved her. You don't find such a lashon by Noach or anywhere before that in the Torah. Chazal tell us that Abraham, that he pitched Sarah's tent before his tent, to have covet for her. There's a certain covet ha'isha which is coming out of the Torah of Abraham. We find something very interesting. Listen to the diak in these psukim. When Hashem tells Noach to go into the Teva, Hashem says to Noach, when Noach goes into the teva, it says Vayavo Noach ubana veishto el teva. Listen to the lashon of the pesukim. Vayavo Noach ubana veishto. It says Noach went in with his sons, and then it mentions his wife. Why? L'shitaso. Because what's ikar? Nisuin or puravu? Why? Noach puravu is ikar. Having the children is more important. The tachas of an isha is to have children. So he brought Noach, brought first his children into the teva, and then his wife. What does Hashem tell Noach when he's about to leave the teva? Hashem says, "Tzei ata v'ishtecha uvanecha." Go out of the teva, you and your wife, and then your children. But what happens? How does Noach come out of the teva? Vayetze Noach uvanav v'ishtei min ha-teva. Didn't pick up on the hint. We find by Lemech, the Torah tells us, that Lemech had two wives, one for Tashmish and one for having children. Sounds crazy to us. But this is the way that they perceived women, especially after the Chet Adam HaRishon. And the fact that Hashem gave a curse to Chava, that she was responsible for the Eitz Hadas, they didn't want to have a Shaychus to her. It was like a woman for Tashmish, which is for his own pleasure, and then a woman for having children. But there's no relationship. There's no relationship between husband and wife. We find a relationship between Noach and his wife. When it comes to the Avos HaKadoshim, we find a relationship. We find a relationship. And that's what Chazal means when we say, Af Noach mikatni amana haya. That he may have been better in his generation than everybody else when it came to the whole Indian of Ishus. They didn't disregard Purvu and marriage completely. That even the Behemoths had a higher level of Isha, Isha, and Yisuan than the people did. But Noach had a Shaychus to that. He had an Isha. He had one Isha, and he had children from that Isha. And his Isha Latashmish was his Isha Levanim. However, he's Mikatni Amanahaya because there was no Dveikus with his wife. There was no relationship. Like the Baal Shem says all the time, Dveikus is an Inna Vimuna. So Noach is Mikatni Amana. He doesn't have the Amuna in the relationship. Which is why, although he had to build the Teva, he wasn't shaykh to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't saved in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is called the place of Emuna. Shechon Eretz Ur Emuna. To have a shaykh to the Indian of Eretz Yisrael, you have to shaykh to what it means in Ishva Isha. Which is why the very first kinyan that Avram has in Eretz Yisrael is by Maras Machpelah, which is the Indian of Zivugim, Ishva Isha. Because Eretz Yisrael has a shaykh to Zivugim, to the Kesher, to the Indian, to the secret of that Dvekis of Ishva Isha. But Hashem says by Ma'aseh Bereishis, "V'davak be'ishto v'hayu l'basa echad." That dveikus which comes out of a relationship. Like the Zohar says, "Rozen iloin iskalin b'hani tshekra." Big secrets come out of these pesukim. Zachar nekeva b'ra'am. Big secrets come out of this pasuk. Zachar nekeva b'ra'am. Leminda yikri la. Rozen d'mehamnusa. To teach us the secret of emuna from these pesukim. This is the secret of Adam. The creation of Adam is the emuna between husband and wife. The dedication, the commitment, the working in the relationship, which always comes with a lot of toil. Just like Ma'aseh Bereishis took a lot of toil. It takes a lot of work. But the bracha we always give to Chasan and Kala is what? You should be zeich to build a bias. Neman be Yisrael. So the ultimate bracha is the emuna, the commitment, the faithfulness in hard times, and working on coming to madrigas of not just year in the relationship, but ava, and ultimately dveikus in the relationship. Moshe Rabbeinu is born out of this dveikus. That Amram was parished from his isha, and then Miriam said, "What are you doing?" And Amram came back to Yocheved, and from that Moshe was born. That Amunah, that Dvikas, that Amunas in hard times. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu was born. We just have a couple more minutes. I'm not going to get to the Indian of Nisuin and Talmud Torah. We'll save it for next time, maybe not. So Takanas Rabbeinu Gershon, we know that one of the halachas, Takanas of Rabbeinu Gershon, the chayim of Rabbeinu Gershon, is that a man is not allowed to take more than one wife. And he's not allowed to divorce his wife against his will. And this halacha of Rabbeinu Gershom, this takana of Rabbeinu Gershom, that a man is not allowed to take more than one wife, it's machlokas rishonim, it's machlokas in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a man is married to a woman, and then a yibum comes his way. Can he marry a second wife, which is his wife's sister, to be kind of the midst of yibum? So the Mechaber says yes. The Ramah says no. The Ramah says no. You cannot take a second wife. Doesn't matter what. Even if you've been married for 10 years, on which Alpi Din, a man should divorce his wife in order to find a woman to have children, or to marry a second wife to do so, you're not allowed to. And the Ramah concludes and he says, nowadays, Ein Midaktikin Bezivugin. We don't have the same Diktukin. We don't force a man to divorce his wife after 10 years. Doesn't matter what comes his way, man can do what he wants with his wife. What's the whole nature of the takana of Rabbeinu Gershom? That a man can't take more than one wife? So some Yishonim say the reason why is because if you have more than one wife, they'll come to fight with each other. Another one is that it looks like a bazillion to the first wife. But really what it boils down to, Rabbi Isai, is that Rabbeinu Gershom is teaching us, and the whole Yisod of Inogation is predicated on this concept of Dovak Vishta. The Dvekis and the Ne'emanis to one wife. One wife not just Latashmish, not just for Puravu, but the Dvekis in the wife. And Dvekis means that there's no room for anything else. That's what Dvekis means. When you're Dovak to something, that means there's no room for anything else. Ben Azi was Dovak to Taira, and there was no room for a wife. Dovak Vishta means that you have one wife, just like Adam had one wife, and that means to the exclusion of everybody else. Because that's what Hashem Yisbarach wants. Because in Pnimiyus HaTorah, even higher than Puravu is the Dveikus Bein Ish V'Ish. So of the two reasons, the Moshe and Avram, the revelation of the Shleimus versus the Racham Lachanan, the Nisuan versus the Puravu, which of the two is the Iker? So although in Chitzonius HaTorah you would say that the Nisuan is only a Hechet Himsa to have children. But in Pnimiyus HaTorah, no. The Nisiyun is higher, and in fact, the Puravu is the Hachana for the Nisiyun. What do I mean by that? That you know, many of you are not married, you don't have children. You will admit Hashem. But when you have children, the point of the children is that it brings the husband and wife closer than they were before. What do you find by Leah? What does Leah say after Levi is born? I'm calling him Levi, because now that I have three children, Ata Yilove Ishi Eli. Now my husband will finally be close to me. And it's not a coincidence that Moshe is born from Shevet Levi. That he represents that Dveikus between Ish v'Isha. That Moshe became Kivyocho that Isha. That even having children solidifies the relationship and brings the husband and the wife to the Madrega of Adavak Bishta. This comes out with the story that the Medrash in the beginning of Shir Shirim says about Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that they were husband and wife, that they couldn't have children for 10 years, and they were going to get divorced, but they loved each other very much. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, not so fast, just like you guys got married b'simcha, you should also have the get b'simcha. So he makes a big party, and there's a big party to celebrate the get. It sounds very unusual. So the husband turns to the wife and he says, I love you so much. He says, you can take anything from my house which you want and take it with you as you move back to your father's house. So the Medrash says that he falls asleep out of his drunkenness, and he wakes up, he looks around, and he's in his wife's house. She says, where am I? So she says to him, didn't you say that whatever I want in this house I could take home with me? So I took you home with me. So Shimon bar Yochai was there, and he says, out of this I give you a bracha, and in the schus of this act you should have children, and they have children. The Oymek Hadvarim is as follows, Rabbi Isai. It wasn't that Rabbi Shimon was forcing the bracha, he was just bringing out the bracha. Because we have to look at things as a matter of tachlis and emtsayim. The tachlis can bring the emtsayim. Not always when you do the emtsayi, the means will not always get you to the ends. But if you're connected to the ends, that means that you also have the means. If you've made it to the tachlis and you have everything before it, because the whole point of everything before it is to get you there. When they displayed this act at the last moment when they were parting from each other, that they couldn't part from each other. They showed that they were mekayim the inyan of adavak be'ishtal even after 10 years of marriage without any children. That they had reached this place called v'davak be'ishtal. And being that v'davak be'ishtal is the tachlis of having children. So because they were at that place of v'davak be'ishtal, which is the tachlis, they were zeichet to that second tachlis, which is the hachana for that tachlis, which is to have children, which is puruv. Because of the two, v'davak be'ishtal is even higher than puruv. That relationship, revealing that shleimus. That although the inyan of Nisuin starts out as being secondary in order to have children. That's in Chitzonius, that's the first Shlav. But when you go from Chitzonius to Pnimius and you've attained that place called Purivu, now the Purivu is going to give what's called in Pnimius Atar, it's called an Or Chozer. There's an Or Yashar and there's an Or Chozer. The Or Yashar is what the light going this way is that the Nisuin brings to Purivu. But that Purivu has to get back to the Nisuin. That's the Va'ata Yilava Ishi Eli, that it brings to a higher place in Nisuin. That's the dvikus between Ish and Isha. And even though they didn't get there, through Purvu, there was Zeichel Mafreya to that Purvu. And that's why the halacha is, the Ramah Paskins, that if you don't have children for 10 years, or even if a Yibun comes your way, the V'davak Be'ishto is the ultimate. And you're going to be Zeichel to children through V'davak Be'ishto. It's all a matter of V'davak Be'ishto. That's really the highest. The highest Shlemus is the singing of V'davak Be'ishto. We don't have time now to go into the discussion of Nisuin versus Talmud Torah that we spoke about before, that Talmud Torah has a shayiches to ma'aseh bereishis and being mashlim a person, and Nisuin also has an inyan of being mashlim a person of the two. So that's going to have to be a discussion maybe for next time if Olam is interested. But what we see from here is that when we speak about many mitzvahs that a Jew has to be mekayim in his lifetime, we talk about life cycle events, marriage being one of them, which of course is super important. And that inyan of marriage and the avoid of marriage, not just the Yom HaChuppah, but everything which follows that, that working on the inyan of Adam Akbe Ishto, it could be looked at as just another mitzvah of 613 mitzvahs, if even a mitzvah. And you could say about it, it may not even be a mitzvah. And I just see that being married is just a heichatemsa to just not be lonely in life. Or you can be mekayim in the inyan of Pnimis HaTorah, Tachlis Ma'aseh Bereishis, that it has a shaychis to the Shleimus HaAdam. Then in Pnimis it has to do with a person without an Ishto Zeinu Adam. And that v'davak v'ishto is that selam elokim that Hashem Yisparach wants. And therefore every investment in that is an investment in a place which goes even higher than many mitzvahs. It connects to that place called Tachas Mayis Shemayim V'aretz. Has a shaykhis to that Mila, has a shaykhis to Shabbos, has a shaykhis to all these things which are chayv kares. Because it means that you're not wholesome if you have that kares. It's an eina adam. So therefore it entails and it needs a lot of work, not just to be married, but just the proper framework of mind as you move forward in life in Mitzvah Shem, and you're looking for your zivug, and all that comes in that, these having none of which have a shaykhis to ma'aseh bereishis. Which, by the way, I'll just end with this. You know, when it comes to by the Hasidim, the way that they do shiduchim is very different than in our modern circles, is that really the way they do it is that the boy and the girl, they go out, they meet with each other a couple of times, but it's really decided by the parents. And the only thing which needs to be done is that the boy and the girl have to agree to it. Like it says in this week's past, but Vinishalo Espiha, they should just agree to it. Right? It's not like Yitzhak and Rivka had this whole, you know, a romance together for many months and then they decided. It wasn't like that at all. Avraham paskened it, Lavan paskened it, it came from the parents. Why? Because the relationship between parents and children has like the Maisa Bereishis. Who are your Maisa Bereishis? You know who your Maisa Bereishis is? Your parents. And because the Ziva comes from what's called Maisa Bereishis, like we know that a Ziva gets decided. Arbaim Yom Kodim Yitziras Avlad, right? It comes from a place of through the Maisa Bereishis, that's when the Zivug is decided. So the parents have a special siyata the Shemaya as the Av and the Aim, as the people in the lives of these children who are the Maisa Bereishis of them, to have the siyata the Shemaya to know something which is higher than them, which comes from a higher place than their thinking, to have that siyata the Shemaya to be able to know. Al Pipdas Torah Tmima Pshuta. Who is really right for the girl and the boy? Because it comes from a place of ma'aseh bereishis, not just stam mitzvahs, which is in the framework of ratzon. It comes from a place of kfiya, and the parents. Well, again, it has to be done al pitas ta'ira, and it has to be done for the right reason. It's not so pashut, which is harder for us to mekayim in that way. But just know that in a very pure tmimistic, pashut ta'iradic way, it's not just something which, of course, to the seichel pshuta, it seems like it's an insanity that they meet just a little bit and the parents are deciding, so to speak. We think that's crazy, right? But really in higher places, thus is a shidduch al pi Torah. something which is higher than what we think. It's higher than Torah, it's higher than Ratzon. It comes from a place of Kfiyah, something which is a higher place, or where you've chosen higher places, which people, higher places, have a Shaykh to those in Yonim. It's something just to keep in mind as you go through the process, and it has a lot of halacha lamaisa. I shouldn't say halacha, but hashkafa lamaisa b'kinyanim, which we spoke about a lot in the dating shiurim. Just going with that hashkafa and Torah, which brings to a tefillah and a munah, these are the ikkar components in finding these inyanim. So we should be zeicha that as we go through that process, whether we've gone through that process already, or we're about to embark, or we have embarked on that process already, that we should have the siyat neshmaya to do it al pi taras hakodesh, with tefillah, with emunah, and everybody should be zeicha to all these yivukim and the shalom bayis, and have to be zeicha that Hashem should build His home again, b'shalom, and be as goyal tzedek, and amen. Amen.